Punch in time. Do we have an attack plan yet?
Yes, General. We have an attack plan, and this man will bring it in. He came from horseback from Philadelphia.
Good to meet you, young soldier. I am General George Washington.
Oh, my God. George Washington, jeez. Is that really you?
I presume it is.
Wow. Whew. Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, well, I was supposed to give you this, like some sort of battle plan or something. Check it out.
Hmm. Interesting.
Come on, fill me in. I want to be part of this.
Oh, well, according to this plan, it calls for us to retreat on this route here along the Passaic River.
What? The Passaic River?
Yes.
Why would it say that? Do you think, I mean, does that sound like a good plan to you?
I'm sure it's a fine plan, as you can
see,
British.
No. Hold on. Here's what we're gonna do.
Yes?
Forget the Passaic River. We are going to take off all our clothes, cover ourselves in mud, and just hide here until the British come.
I see.
Then, when they come, we'll just start screaming, and they'll get all scared, and they won't know where it's coming from, and then we just trip them, and take off all their clothes, and put on their clothes, and pretend to be them. How does that sound?
Interesting plan. What do you think, Corporal?
I think it's a fine plan, General. Sabotage! We'd be able to pass ourselves off as the British, and sabotage their entire army!
Yeah, alright, so let's do it.
Very well.
I hear they're less than half a mile away, so let's go take off all our clothes.
3 days later.
I don't understand. They were supposed to be here by now.
Soldier, would you keep quiet? You blow our cover! Keep quiet over there! Keep quiet, man!
Look, obviously they changed their route, so let's just get up and go find them. This is ridiculous. I'm starving and I'm freezing.
You fool! That's the British!
Oh.
They've seen us! We have no weapons!
And we're naked!
You've ruined the entire continent's army!
No!
You killed General Washington! You good General Washington killed, you fool!
That's my cue. Back to 2006.
Welcome to the Pawnee Stevenson Show.
Our hometown there, of course, Belleville, was along the route of George Washington's retreat.
Yeah,
for some reason,
this is proudly displayed on signs all over Washington Avenue.
Retreat route.
The home of George Washington's retreat. Like, that,
yeah, like
why
some
are we
house?
Why are we proud of that?
Yeah, like George Washington stayed in this house here. Like, man, that's a dump.
Cowering in shame. Oh boy.
All right. So here
wasn't,
we go.
Wait, wasn't Belleville also famous for, like, the first steam engine or something like that?
Yeah, something with the steam engine.
They were never really clear about that.
That and, like, there was some tunnel that went underneath the Passaic River to, like, Lyndhurst or North Arlington or something. And they were able to go under the river in the tunnel.
Ooh.
It wasn't... Then there were all the stories about the IT. Remember ITT and Nutley had that gigantic tower?
Yeah.
Well, supposedly they had a secret tunnel that went from Nutley down to Newark somewhere.
Why?
I don't know.
No, but remember all our teachers used to tell us that Belleville was the only place on Earth that had cherry blossom trees?
Yeah.
That was a complete lie.
I know, they haven't been in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and Japan...
Well, they met in the United States.
And Nutley, they're all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
Why would they tell us that?
Who cares?
Going back to grammar school, who was it that, I don't know, like one of our classmates would say, say like some moronic word or something?
Like normal people, like normal kids, it would be, oh, tag, you're it. Or, oh, tag, you've got the cooties. Ooh, the cooties.
Yeah.
But not us. We were just sick in the head and we just couldn't do that. We took it to like an extreme level.
Do you remember what it was though?
Yes, it was, you've got razzmatazz.
Yes.
You have razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz. No, but the thing is, we would touch each other and we would say, razzmatazz, like that. Why did we do that?
Tag, razzmatazz.
Yeah, what was
razzmatazz.
That? And there was that, and there was this, I don't know how this started, but there was this completely just psychotic, this fake stock market war. What was that? How did that even come about? Do you remember that?
For some reason, this was in, I think, the sixth grade. For some reason, brought in the Wall Street Journal or something, and the teacher, like, taught, like, went over the stock market, like, one day.
Yeah.
Like, we could understand anything about the stock market. And for some reason, again, because we were just, like, we were just not satisfied with sitting in school and, like, just doing the regular work. So, we had to do something else to, like, occupy ourselves. So... this particular project. Oh,
well, we always had to take it to the extreme.
Oh, of course.
We always had to go overboard.
So I think maybe the teacher had, you know, said, oh, we're going to have a fake stock market. This will be fun, right? This will be a lot of fun. So, like, everybody in the class, you know, had to make up the stocks, like, what company do you want, and this and that.
Yeah.
And they were collecting, like, a penny for the stocks. And when I heard about this, I was just like, no, I'm not doing this. This is totally pointless. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else did it. And it quickly escalated into like a brawl. Because you have like these like 10-year-old kids. And it's like, well, the thing was, nobody used the actual stock market.
Right.
It wasn't like they were watching.
It was all fake.
I know. It wasn't like they were watching the stock market and it's like, oh, you know, hey, you've got IBM. IBM went up 3 points. No. It was, you've got IBM. I'm saying that IBM went down 3 points.
Right.
It's like, who it's are like, you? You're the market?
It's like, no, it didn't. It went up 20 points. What are you talking about?
So there wound up being like people fighting and then there wound up being two stock markets. But there was one kid's stock market and another kid's.
Yeah, so you had to go by which stock market, reflected your thing better.
Yeah, so you wound up like one kid said, oh, McDonald's went up to $20 a share. And then right. The other guy would be like, oh, no, it didn't. McDonald's is $15 a share. Ha ha!
Yeah, but the thing is, why did this go on for weeks and weeks?
I don't know. And it just disintegrated. And in one day, I'm walking up. I'm coming up the stairs. There's two of us, me and
Jay.
No, Jimbo.
Oh, okay.
We were not in it at all.
The wood.
And we came up the steps, and we hear all this commotion, and everybody else in the entire, you know, in our sixth grade was fighting. And they were just brawling in the middle of the hallway. This is the academically talented class.
Yes.
Brawling in the hallway over fake stock market.
Didn't that somehow transition into we had two different groups sitting at two different tables at lunch, like during lunchtime, and then one group would just rip up all these little pieces of paper and then like run over and dump all these hundreds of little pieces of paper onto the other group.
Now, there was the one lunch table on one side was the people that had to, like, their parent, you know, you bought your lunch, or yeah. if you were, yeah. you know, you didn't have any money, you got it for free, or whatever.
As we called it, hot lunch.
Yeah. So you had the pre, you know, the prepared
Disgusting.
Lunch. Oh, I don't even want to get into that. Every other day Salisbury steak. And then the other table was the kids who brought their own lunch.
Yeah.
And we were all in the same, you know, same grade, same classes. And for some reason, it just got started. Like, you know, there were some of us that liked to draw.
Yeah, like, we would make characters and stuff. And little
So, like, it started out with, you know, somebody would draw us another guy on another table and try and make fun of him.
Yeah.
And then that started. And then, like, you would keep, everybody would draw the entire lunch period. And at the end of the period, somebody would take the bundle of papers, run it over to the other table, and just dump it on their table. And then the lunch lady would come in screaming, be like, "That's your table! You gotta clean it up! You can't leave till you clean it!"
And so we had this paper war every lunch
time. The paper war, yes.
Of 1990.
It disintegrated quickly into just ridiculousness where at the end of the period, like, we would go back and forth during the lunch period dumping the paper, and, like, at the end, you'd have, like, three guys coming over with, like, 1,500 pieces of paper just dumping them. And then finally our teacher's just like, they're telling us about some paper war. You guys have to stop now.
Stupid.
Oh,
well,
man.
There was that, and then there was every single day during lunch, like, you know, they would make us go outside into the little playground thing, and every single day playing this retarded version of dodgeball, where it was just complete chaos, people screaming, and we never played.
Nah, we were above that. We had principles.
Well, no, but we would go out, but the area was, like, fenced in.
Yeah.
And while everyone else in this little area is playing dodgeball, like, this nonsensical dodgeball, a few of us, like me, you, Jim, and, like, a few other people, would take turns pinning each other to the fence.
No, to the brick wall.
To the brick wall. Well, sometimes the fence, sometimes the brick wall. And this really, really, really fat, giant kid would just, like, splash us. He would just, like
he would, yeah, run
full
speed.
I don't know
speed.
How else to call it. I don't know what else to call it.
He would run full speed and just, like, plow into you. And just crash into you and just kill you on the wall.
But we would do this on purpose.
Yeah.
Why? It was called. It was called the splash.
This big splash.
We would take turns. Why would we do that?
I don't know, but that was reverse discrimination at that school. All of the girls were allowed to roam free on the entire playground.
Yeah, the whole big giant field.
Yeah, but the 4th, 5th, and 6th grade boys were confined to this, like, fenced in area, playing dodgeball and just, like, murdering each other. I didn't understand that.
And, well, you had one lunch lady watching the dodgeball game. How did she never, ever see us just, like, charging into each other, like, pinning each other to the...
They didn't care!
Another weird thing at lunch is that some of the people at the table, you know, like, you would get the little things of corn, the pizza, blah, 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 you know, like, the hot lunch, and sometimes you would get fruit, like, you would get apples. And some of these people would take their mechanical pencils, they would take, like, the little sticks of lead in the pencil, they would
take... Well, it's actually graphite.
Graphite, right, but whatever. They would take, like, the little sticks, shove them into the apple so that you couldn't see it. Because, I mean, you know, it's, like, real thin. You just, like, stick it in and you can't see it. And just, like, fill these apples with all these little sticks of lead. and then, like, give them back to the lunch lady. Like, you know what? I'm not that hungry. I'm not going to eat the apple today. Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, instead of throwing it out, we give it back to the lunch lady, and then she gives it to someone else.
Yeah.
And these people would always eat these lead apples. And I remember one time this other guy at the table behind us got one of them, and he bit in, and he told the lunch lady, "Ooh, this one tastes good today, extra crunchy."
Oh, no. And then like, the lunch ladies had just... they were just oblivious to all this.
Of course.
They'd walk over, take the tray, and bring it over to, like, the first graders. Oh, man, we were horrible. How horrible is that, that we lead poisoned all the little first graders?
No, well, it wasn't lead, but...
Graphite poison.
Graph. Oh, God.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible.
Lunacy. Oh, this... This was in the middle school. Our eighth grade social studies teacher, history teacher. What was his name?
Can't say his name.
Oh, we said Shane.
Yeah, but I hate her, so I don't
care. All right, well, this guy, Mr. F, we'll call him.
Mr. F.
You know, we started eighth grade, and there was this weird, like, wooden-shaped... cylindrical thing behind his desk. Like, oh,
yeah, it looked like a piece of, like, a bed or
yeah, like
furniture.
A bedpost or something. So, like, oh, Mr. F, what is that? And what was his explanation?
It was the new next generation baseball bat.
An aerodynamic baseball bat. This thing was so stupid.
There was, like, there was the barrel of the bat, and then there was, like, the bat handle, but in between... he carved out, like, all these, like, little teeth, like, going around the circle, so it looked like little gears on the bat.
How does that make it aerodynamic?
I don't know. I'm like, what if the ball hits that? It's gonna, like, break it? The ball's gonna go nowhere?
I mean, a baseball bat is already aerodynamic.
Really?
It's curved. What is he... come on. These are the people we had to deal with on a daily basis.
And all that guy did was, every time he talked, he would like be like, "Shh, yeah. It's my new baseball bat." Shh.
At the end of every sentence.
Shh.
Okay, class. Shh. Today we're gonna learn about shh.
Shh.
The 1940s Germany. Shh.
Shh.
Like, what was that?
Shh.
You know what was annoying? From kindergarten through sixth grade, we had to take these idiotic standardized tests every year that were just, it was like this week-long thing, like 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, these idiotic Iowa tests.
Yeah, terrible.
And there was no point to it. What was the purpose of that?
And they were the Iowa tests. And, basically, because I remember this in the middle school, if you didn't get like a 90 on the Iowa test, you had to take a reading class.
Yeah.
I got like an 89. So I didn't I had to take this reading class for half a year.
Yeah, so did I.
It was so poorly done, I actually wound up dumber as a result.
No, but the weird thing about that was we got our results back. And originally they were in the 90s, but someone erased them and put a score in the 80s.
Yeah, I remember that.
As if they had some sort of quota to fill.
I mean, yeah, because I remember I brought it home and I told my mother, I'm like, I got an 89, but, you know, the computer says 93.
Yeah.
But it was crossed out and written 89 over it.
Yeah.
I'm like, why exactly did they do that?
Yeah, I mean, we were always in the honors classes. There was no way that we needed remedial reading. We always got in the 90s.
And you know, the reasoning was like some idiot with the school board is like, we had to all the scores had to come down by 4 or 5 points because it was incorrectly marked on the curve. Well, why is there a curve? And since when does a curve go down?
I know.
What was that?
The curve made the scores go down.
Yeah, we got curved down, and then I had to take the reading class, and I wound up dumber. I was less literate.
Oh, man. What a waste.
I know.
It used to be... Hey, what'd you get on the test? Oh, I got an A, but it ended up being a B with the curve. It's like, what? What kind of school is that? Unbelievable.
Well, then later on, the standardized test became the HSPT, the High School Proficiency Test.
Yeah.
Which also was completely pointless. Because...
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Kindergarten through sixth grade, we had these Iowa standardized tests every year. It's like the University of Iowa testing program, whatever. We had these standardized tests. Then we got to junior high school, middle school. And in eighth grade, we had the early warning test, the EWT.
Yes, early warning.
Which was like another week of standardized tests. Then ninth grade, 10th grade, we had these practice HSPTs.
Twice a year.
It's like every single year, we had a week worth of standardized tests.
Well, no, but it's not just that. It was also like a month before the test of wasting the entire class time preparing for this crap.
Yeah, every class we had to prepare.
I mean,
it just didn't make sense.
The preparation should have been in teaching the material.
Right.
Like teaching English and like social studies and math. Not going over practice problems. What was that going to teach you, going over practice problems? You're not going to get the same problem on the actual test.
Very odd.
Stupid.
It was like, imagine... you know how people dread taking the SAT? Like, oh, I gotta go take this 4-hour test, this 4.5-hour test. Imagine having to do that every day for a week.
Yeah.
From kindergarten through, what, 11th grade?
Yeah, I know.
It was idiotic. It was so hard to stay awake through that.
Yeah, I know, especially since they used to give you, like, 2 hours for a section.
No.
And I would finish it in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do anything else. You couldn't work on homework. You couldn't read a book.
No, you just had to sit there with your hands folded.
Yeah, you had to sit there.
Well, actually, the reason why we had these tests up through 11th grade was because it was supposed to end in 10th grade. But so we took the HSPT, and somehow we found out that it had gotten screwed up or something.
Again.
So they're like, oh... Don't worry, you'll just retake it next year. Like, what? What do you mean it got screwed up? How do you screw that up?
I know, man. They curve us down. They take the test scores and throw them out.
And now, once again, the annoying word of the episode... We have a couple people posting on the message board. We have GMT. GMT on the message board contributed whooping, as in a whooping cough or a whooping crane or y'all gonna get a whooping. So we got that. That's an annoying word. And my annoying word is ebb. E-B-B. It's just a ridiculous word. Look at it. Look at its ridiculousness. EBB, come on.
You've got razzmatazz.
Yes.